Been real impressed looking at Seattle here the last couple of days. I think Pete's done a really good job putting together, you know, the football team. They're young and they're good. They, of course, got in the playoffs in 07, beat New Orleans. That was a big win for them. Looks like they've just continued to get better individually and collectively each year. You know, watching them this year, they're very good on defense. They're very good in the kicking game. They're very good in the running game. They have a good balance of run, play, action. And, you know, with a young quarterback, I think they've, you know, he's done a really good job of getting the team to play at a high level and also acquiring some very, very good football players, good depth, good talent on the front line, good depth, and a lot of production. So, I think this is going to be a big challenge for us. All three phases are going to have to play well. They're capable of you know, dominating any one phase, and it won't take much really to, you know, for them to make big plays. They've caused a lot of fumbles. They return kicks. They block kicks. They cover them. They have big plays in the passing game with their play action, bootleg game, Sidney Rice, Golden Tate, quarterback, Bashawn Lynch. I mean, that guy's a really good football player, and then defensively they've caused a lot of havoc in five weeks here. So which they did last year as well. Really big corners, unusual, you know, Browner and Sherman. And you know, Chancellor's another big safety too. They're a big physical team. Very disruptive up front. So this will be a big challenge for us. Good environment out there. You know, it'll be a energetic, hostile crowd like it always was, like we saw out there last time. In 08. So we know what kind of temper or what kind of atmosphere it'll be, and you know, we'll get a big challenge. We'll be ready to go out there, so we have a big week ahead.
Russell Wilson, the numbers, the quote-unquote NFL numbers suggest maybe this kid shouldn't be as good as he is. Is he one of these quarterbacks that just overcomes these things and has the intangibles that just for some reason allows him to be successful?
I think he's got pretty good talent. And he's athletic. He can definitely move around, avoid the rush. He's got good quickness in the pocket, can run. He's made a lot of good throws. He's made some good throws down the field. The play action touchdown that he hit to Golden Tate in the Green Bay game was a real good throw, big time. It's the West Coast offense, so a lot of that's based on 3- and 5-step drops, getting the ball out quick, getting it on time. He does that. He's got a good quick release. So, you know, he can definitely do that too, uses his tight ends and gets the ball to all the receivers. So I think he looks pretty good. I can see why he's their starting quarterback. I mean, he played well in preseason, and he's done a solid job for him. I mean, is it perfect? No, but I think he's got talent.
The last couple of weeks, you guys have seemed to flip-flop Robin Chandler on the end a little bit. Is that a situational thing? Is that just to give tackles a different look, or is that?
Each week we look at our game plan and talk about matchups and that kind of thing, and sometimes it's to get a matchup. Sometimes it's because of what we're doing that makes it better for whatever reason, easier maybe, better. I'm trying to get guys in the right places, put them in a position where they can do the things that they do the best or know how to do the best or whatever it happens to be. So it's no set thing. If we do it, obviously we have some reason for doing it. It could be on their side of the ball. It could be on our side of the ball. There's really, you know, reasons you could do it either way. You know, you could be both.
It's been a while since you've prepared a team in the face of Pete Carroll coached unit.
Yes.
Are you seeing any common threads from when you did it in the 90s to
sure.
now?
Sure. No, I think Pete, absolutely no. I mean, Pete's, like, I have a lot of respect for Pete. I think he's a really good coach. Like I said, he's put together a real good team. His teams always play hard. They always have a lot of energy. They're a turnover-driven team. They take the ball away. They don't just wait for you to drop it. They go in there and aggressively take it away. They've caused, a lot of fumbles this year, 10, 11, whatever it is. They're very disruptive. They're long on defense, the corners, the safeties. Earl Thomas this guy's really a good weak safety. He's tremendous. He has great range, speed, ball skills, anticipation. And these guys get their hands on a lot of balls. They knock them down. They tip them for interceptions. They're a hard group to throw against, and their front seven is very disruptive. They cause a lot of strip sacks. They strip the runners and receivers off of balls. Browner's done that already. He's done that two or three times this year. Thomas does it. Sherman, they all do it. I mean, it's, you can see it's coaching. They emphasize it. They get it. And they get a lot of them. They get them in the kicking game. So I think, you know, Pete does a good job of they're fast. They're aggressive. They take the ball away. They're sound. I mean, they don't run like every trick play in the book. Defensively, they do what they do. They do it well. And they've been very successful at it. That's a good football team now.
Alfonso made a couple of positive plays when he got in the game last week. What have you seen from him in practice, basically, that allowed him to get on the field last week?
Just that he performed well in practice. You know, he's had some opportunities the last couple of weeks. You know, he missed some time there earlier in the season, and he's had some opportunities in practice on the practice squad, and then we – that led to some opportunities on defense, running our stuff, and you know, it looked like he showed that he was prepared, that he knew what to do, and that he was competitive doing it. We sprinkled him in there a little bit in the game, and you know, he was able to be competitive. So, accumulation of things, not one specific thing, just day by day, just gotten better.
Your game plan, team defensively from week to week. Are you also personnel-wise and rotation-wise, week to week, sometimes you see Sterling more out wide, sometimes you see Harrington out wide, maybe Alfonso gets in the mix now. Would you consider yourself that way as well, personnel? Would you rather go with a set group? These are the guys who play yourself.
Well, we always try to do what we feel like is best for the team, what gives us the best chance to win. So whatever that, there's merit to everything. There's merit to having the same guys out there. Sometimes there's merit to having matchups that you think are favorable. So, sometimes there's merit to breaking up the jobs for one reason or another. So we talk about those things every week. We, in the end, we say, okay, what do we think is the best thing for us in this game? What gives us the best chance to win? How should we do it this week? And then that's what we try to do.
Do you spend a lot of time on researching, say, for instance, if a cool tape went up against, for lack of a better guess, maybe a Denard or a McCourty or somebody like that, dealt with them? Do you go that far in depth in trying to figure out if this is a matchup game or if it's a position?
I mean, we could, yeah. It's possible, sure. I mean, you try to look at all the information you have, whatever that is. Your players, their players, and try to figure out how it's gonna go. Especially against a team like this, because they play a lot of guys on offense. They play all their receivers, they play their tight ends, they play multiple backs. Sometimes it's hard to figure out who's in there. Some guys play more than others. I understand that, but I don't think you can just count on, okay, it's first and 10, it's the second series of the game, who's going to be in there? I couldn't tell you which back's going to be in there. I couldn't tell you for sure what tight end's going to be in there. I couldn't tell you for sure what receivers are going to be in there. So they do a lot of that. They mix and match their backs, tight ends, and receivers, not only in different personnel groupings, but even though it's the same grouping, like two tight ends, two receivers, one back, it might be different guys. You know, now I don't know how much of that's them rotating them, how much of that's planned. Maybe it's a guy, you know, came out for a certain play. I mean, whatever it is, but there's a lot of different combinations there that make it, in with this particular team, make it hard to say for sure, okay. Like Larry Fitzgerald. Like, you know, Larry Fitzgerald's going to be in the game. You basically know where he's going to line up on probably 80, 90% of the plays. So, okay. You wouldn't be able to say that with this team, that kind of consistency. So it varies from week to week.
Bill, last week you talked about Champ Bailey and just the unique abilities that he brought to the table in terms of his coverage skills and his ability to match up with virtually anybody. Is this secondary kind of present the same physical skill set in that they're big enough to cover guys that are big and they're fast enough to stay with guys who are smaller and quicker type receivers? And what does that do for your set of receivers that you feel? Does that put even more pressure for them to be more precise in their skill and their route running to kind of gain separation from guys like that?
I mean, well, first of all, I think Champ Bailey's in a class by himself. I mean, I don't want to start comparing guys to Champ Bailey. The guy's been to 11 Pro Bowls, and I mean, I'd say he's pretty close to the gold standard at corner over the course of his career. So I wouldn't. There's not a lot of guys I would compare to Champ Bailey. These guys are long. They're big. They're extremely long. 6'4", 6'2", 6'3", corners. You just don't see those very often. And to see them on one team, it's, you know, they're just hard to get away from. They're big. They're physical. They take up a lot of space. A lot of guys just not used to working against that size player, 220-pound corners. And there's not a lot of them out there. So I think that's a challenge because it's a little bit unique. And they're also good tacklers, good run force players. For the quarterback, it's hard because it's no different than playing against a taller middle linebacker, a guy like Urlacher or somebody like that in there that's 6'4", 6'5", in the middle of the field. Their range and their height just makes those throws in the middle a little tougher. Well, when you're throwing the ball outside on a 6'2", 6'4", corner, it's a little different deal getting it over them or try to run some high-low combinations out there. It's just a much bigger, much bigger guy. So, but they do a good job. But again, it's not just them. It's the entire defense. They have a good pass rush. They have good coverage players. So, a lot of times the guys aren't open. The quarterback has to hold the ball a split second longer. The rush is there. Sometimes the rush is there right away. The quarterback's forcing the ball. Defenders don't really have to cover him very long. So they do a good job of putting pressure in the passing game, covering them. They're a good run defense. They're strong. They're very active. The linebackers are fast. Wright and Bobby Wagner and Hill all run well. They pursue well. Chancellor's like a linebacker. He's another 230-pound guy, so they drop him down. It's like playing, a 4-4 sometimes. And those guys are big, and they run well, and they're physical. So when you look at their defense, there's not a lot of, I don't think you get really excited about saying, oh, well, let's do this, let's do that. I mean, they've done a pretty good job at defending everything over these five games.
Would it be tough to speed them up because they're able to kind of withstand any situation?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that we've seen a lot of that, against them. But I would say that they're not the most complicated defense in the league. I don't think that's their thing is to, run 70 different blitzes and, 10 different fronts and all that. That's not really their game. So I doubt that, playing fast or in a no huddle and all that, I doubt that would change their scheme too much because they really don't have – I mean, they have enough things to keep you honest, but it's not like every defense that's ever been created. They do what they do. They do it pretty well. And, I can't imagine that they'd have a hard time getting to those defenses because they're – that's what they do. That's the core of their defense. They don't have 1,000 different things over there.
Two more. Bill, visiting teams that go into Seattle have a tendency to commit a lot more offensive penalties than normal because of the noise factor. Is there a way to legitimately combat that?
We'll just practice against it. I mean, yeah, we know it's definitely an issue. We know what the numbers are and all that. We've talked about it. It just comes down to, being mentally focused and concentrating. Being mentally tough, like we know it's going to be loud. We can crank up the noise here, as loud as you want to crank it up. But I mean, in the end, Sunday we're going to have to go out there, and we know we're going to have to deal with it. And it's not just offense; it's your punt protection, it's your, on the field goals. I mean, it's all those plays, and they do a good job. They've gotten a lot of disruption on that, and we've played in a lot of loud stadiums before, but. There's none louder than Seattle. I think they're as loud as anybody. We'll have to just do a good job with our communication and just our mental alertness. I mean, it's hard. No question it's hard. But that's, like I said, we've been in a lot of other loud stadiums too. We've just got to deal with it.
One more.
All right.